You've probably never heard of Sammy Price. He was a composer, arranger, bandleader, and a very good blues and boogie pianist. Sammy's been largely overlooked despite his key role at Decca Records during the 30s and 40s, arranging, accompanying, and directing sessions for their extensive blues catalog. And he's heard on over 300 of those recordings himself. Even less well-known are his other achievements in the 50s and 60s as a progressive political activist, campaigning for President LBJ and Bobby Kennedy, not to mention his success as a businessman operating nightclubs and a meat products company. Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz, and this focus on bandleader, arranger, and pianist Sammy Price, a man of many parts. This is Honey Grove Blues, celebrating his hometown of Honey Grove, Texas, followed by Sammy's 1940 Jumpin' the Boogie. Thank you. Jump in the Boogie, revealing Sammy Price's roots in early Kansas City blues and boogie, and a tip of the hat to his Texas hometown in Honeygrove Blues. Both original tunes from the active and fertile mind of Sammy Price. Pianist, bandleader, singer, and arranger, a man of many parts who during his life was also a political activist, legal advocate, and successful entrepreneur, besides being among the finest jazz, blues, and boogie pianists of his generation. This is the first of two programs featuring Sammy Price on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me. Born in 1906, Sammy first started on alto horn in a local boys band before the age of 10. Switching to piano about the time his family moved to Dallas, Price was instructed by the daughter of Booker T. Washington, and later by Tiny Crump, among others. At age 15, he won a statewide Charleston dance contest, which got him booked on the TOBA circuit, and then featured performing on tour with the Alfonso Trent Orchestra. By his 20th birthday, Sammy Price was working professionally with his own local big band, broadcasting in Oklahoma City, and playing residencies in Kansas City, before he moved on north to Detroit and then New York City. In 1937, Sammy Price joined the staff of Decca Records as a pianist, arranger, and recording supervisor, where he flourished for 15 years. At Decca, he supervised and played piano on jazz, blues, and gospel records with Trixie Smith, Blue Lou Barker, Petey Wheatstraw, Helen Humes, Big Joe Turner, and Sister Rosetta Tharpe, among numerous others, and has heard on possibly as many as 300 songs. One of my favorite Sammy Price sessions is from March 1940 with his Texas bluesicians. The two trumpeters sound really good. I don't know whether it's Joe Brown or Eddie Moon Mullins who's the standout here, but listen for them. And the tunes, both originals by Price, are Fetch It To Me and Swing Out in the Groove with a vocal by Sammy.
When you're lost about feeling blue, love turns out to be untrue. There's nothing left to do but swing out in the groove. Feeling sad and real low down, folks are talking all over town. Take a chance, you got nothing to lose. Just swing out in the groove. The band's playing the jumping jive. Everything is fine and mellow. You get high by and by, and you swing out like a shallow. Then you know you're feeling gay. Swing and sway the red hot way. Feeling better cause you got nothing to lose. Swing!
Back Bay Bounce, Sammy Price in 1983. The Back Bay in question no doubt is Boston's Back Bay, as Sammy was living and working there at the time. And yet another Sam Price original tune, as were his 1940 Fetch It To Me and Swing Out in the Groove. This is the music and story of the little-known Sammy Price on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. During his career, Price worked with some major names in jazz, blues, and swing, such as blues singers Big Joe Turner, Helen Humes, and Jimmy Rushing, saxists Chu Berry, Don Stovall, Ike Quebec, and Lester Young, trumpeters Buck Clayton, and Jonah Jones. One trumpeter Sammy worked with a lot in the 1970s was Doc Cheatham. They toured and made some records together. On their original Doc and Sam's Blues, you can hear how their skilled musicality, relaxed temperaments, and professionalism blended well. Thank you.
Everybody needs practice in the art of love. I've had 20 years practice, and Lord above, I know how to do it.
He knows how to do it.
I know how to do it.
He knows how to do it.
I know how to do it. I dish it out with ease. If you love your gal, you better look out, Jack. You're liable to lose her while you turn your back, cause I know how to do it.
He knows how to do it.
I know how to do it.
He knows how to do it.
I know how to do it. I dish it out with ease.
I Know How to Do It, and Sammy sure did, from a 1941 session of his Texas Bluesicians, demonstrating many of Sammy Price's strengths as a singer, pianist, bandleader, composer, arranger, and all-round entertainer. This is the first of two programs saluting the many musical talents of Sammy Price. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me. Still ahead this hour, Sammy singing, playing blues and boogie, and with Lester Young.
Thank you.